internet fame is fleeting, so we understand if you've already moved on from Man in Tree. To remind you, last week a young bearded man climbed 80 feet up in a sequoia in downtown Seattle and stayed there for 25 hours. Somebody created hashtag Man in Tree, and then it was everywhere. The subject of memes, status updates, tweets. Well, we now know that Man in Tree has a name. He's Cody Lee Miller. And Cody has a mom, Lisa Gossett. She lives in Wasilla, Alaska. And incredibly, she missed the whole thing. Didn't find out about it until her friend called from Oregon the next day and told her about it, and told her it was Cody. I asked her what she thought when she heard.
Well, my daughter and I were watching it and shed a lot of tears because, you know, this is not the kid that we knew. The beard, the long hair, the way he looks, it's not even him. And I'm sad. I don't want his life to count for nothing. And I want to get him help. And it's just devastating.
Well, Lisa, for all of us who know your son Cody as Man in a Tree, who is the Cody you know?
He was a rambunctious little kid. He was diagnosed with ADHD, so he had a little bit of behavioral problems, not many. Had a lot of energy, always outside playing and actually climbing to the top of trees, you know, just picking up every spider and lizard and just a kid that just loved nature and was, you know, pretty happy.
What happened to Cody?
I really don't know. That's the thing. A few years back, probably 5 or 6 years, started noticing just a little bit of different behavior, things he would tell me, and I'm just looking at him like in disbelief. And, you know, and some of the things he would do, I was just thinking to myself, geez, what is going on here? But we'd go downtown, and he wouldn't want to go in the store. And if I did talk him into it, he would put his hood way down over his face. And then the whole time he's like telling me that people are looking at him, that everybody's looking at him. And I tell him, nobody's looking at you. He said, no, everybody is looking at me. So it was hard to get him out in public. Then one incident, he was down in the basement sleeping. Then he screams up in the middle of the night, calls my name. And I said, what? And he said, there's an evil presence down here. And I said, no, there's not. And he goes, yes, there is, Mom. It's terrible. It's evil. And it scares me. I said, Cody, there's nothing to be scared of. I talked to him for a while and, you know, he finally calmed down. But little things like that, I started noticing. But I had no idea that he'd be getting sick. But I was wondering what was going on there.
We're talking with Lisa Gossett. She is the mother of Cody Lee Miller. And you may know Cody better as Man in the Tree after this incident where he climbed up to the top of the big sequoia in downtown Seattle. Lisa, there was so much reaction, as you know, national, international reaction. Some people laughing, some people making your son out to be like a hero, writing songs and putting him on T-shirts. I wonder how all of that sat with you.
You know, I've read a lot. I've looked at probably every site there is, you know, and there's people that are really mean, but he also has a lot of supporters, like leave him alone kind of deal. And, you know, people making T-shirts and more likely making money off of it. You know, some people thought it was a joke and some people literally took it seriously, like, hey, this guy might need help. I mean, people don't just climb 80-foot trees set in the top for 24 hours, you know, if you're normal, if you're not sick. And it's upsetting when I see people talk like that. I think many people have become callous because there's so much of it that they don't realize that person is a human being. And, you know, hey, there is a problem. What got him here? We need to open our eyes and see that there are many sick people with no help.
You know, Lisa, what some people were upset about was the tree, the damage that Cody did to the Macy's Christmas tree. What do you think of that?
My thought is, you know, it's a tree. I mean, I know it's been there for years and stuff, but what about the human life up there? I'm sorry about that tree, but this is my thought. You know, every time someone walks downtown Seattle and they see that tree missing the branches, maybe they'll look up there and remember Cody and remember this day, and maybe they'll see changes, you know, because this could be your son, somebody else's son, someone's mother, someone's father. What's the world coming to when we're worried about a tree more than a kid in the top of it? It will be a monument for a long time of my son. My sick son was up in that tree, and he doesn't even know what a national, international story he's made. But maybe because of him, there can be some changes made and because maybe I can try to help the best I can.
For people who don't have somebody in this situation, somebody who needs help and just can't or won't help themselves, how can you explain to them what it's like to be the person trying?
It's frustrating because, you know, when he's been in jail, you know, he's been in jail a lot and they let him back out and back in. And that's the only time that I can write him letters and send money. And it's totally frustrating because if you're 18 with a mental illness, your family can't get involved. You can't get a hold of any records. They can't give out information. Every avenue you turn, there's a roadblock.
What would you say to police and to your son's jailers if you could?
Well, I have. You know, when he has been in jail, I've called the mental health nurses. And I got lucky one night, you know, so many years back and had him picked up in Salem. And they kept him overnight and let him go the next day. It's obvious that he's sick. The things he says, the things he does, everybody's out to get him. And I would say when they're in jail and they're sick, we need to have a plan. Let's get them on meds. Let's get them, you know, feeling like, hey, I feel pretty normal today. There's got to be a plan to help these people rather than throwing them back out on the streets. You know, he gets in trouble because he doesn't check in with his parole officer. He doesn't even know the time of day. How's he supposed to check in once a month? So he goes back to jail, back out again, thrown out on the streets. It's just a Band-Aid. Let's fix this problem.
We're talking with you from Wasilla, Alaska, Lisa. Why aren't you with your son?
Well, I have talked to him before this went completely haywire. I have to get things in order to go back down there, but I can never get him in one spot. And him being in the state of mind that he is, will he let me come down and talk to him? I've tried, and then he's out. You know, by the time I could get down there, he's gone. Also, you know, does he even know he has a family? I've tried. It's the fact of trying to keep up with them and trying to get him in the state of mind where I can even talk to him, you know, have him get committed so I can go down there and try to be there for him and try to talk to him. But it's also very scary, too. You know, it's a catch-22, but I want to be there for my son.
Lisa, this cannot be an enjoyable story to tell. I know you've gotten a whole lot of phone calls. Why are you doing this radio interview?
I'm doing this interview and many others because I want to get awareness out there. I want the laws to change. I want it to be where if you have a sick family member, because your family knows you, if there are odd things going on and you see that there's a problem, family members should be able to get together and have their loved ones committed, be able to get into their files, maybe power of attorney or whatever, and work with these people on getting them help. But everywhere you turn, they're 18. You can't know anything. I mean, I'm in the dark a lot of the times. But when you see someone sick, your family member, you guys should be able to get together, get them committed, and get them help. But there is no way possible to do this. I want the laws to change on that.
Lisa Gossett. Her son, Cody Lee Miller, was known across the internet and across Seattle as Man in Tree for 25 hours last week. Today he's in police custody, scheduled to be arraigned in a couple of weeks or so. Last year, Washington's governor, Jay Inslee, signed Joel's Law that allows Washington families to petition a court to involuntarily commit a mentally ill loved one.